San Francisco's air raid alarm signals were officially changed tonight, according to this story. As we told you a moment ago, this has just been grabbed off the news wires very hurriedly. Our newsroom is entirely blacked out. So if we read something that is not too important, please forgive us. The new and simplified signals in San Francisco were announced as follows. Alert and blackout, one long fluctuating siren blast, rising from low to high tone and back, continuing for 2 minutes. All clear, one long steady siren blast of one continuous tone lasting for 2 minutes. All lights are to be blacked out and all other alarm conditions in effect as soon as the fluctuating rising and falling blast is heard. This supersedes all previous announcements. The FBI in San Diego, with the cooperation of the Mexican government, tonight checked unconfirmed reports of armed bands of Japanese in Lower California. So says this report just received. FBI agent Harold Nathan said the reports came from such varied sources, a check was felt necessary. At the same time, immigration officials revealed 10 Japanese aboard a fishing vessel were arrested and taken ashore. The officials refused further details. A bulletin from New York. The Berlin radio announced tonight that the German Reichstag meets tomorrow at 3 p.m. Berlin time to hear a declaration of the government. The meeting will be broadcast by all German radio stations, it was said. The announcement was heard in New York. The following dramatic eyewitness account of the Japanese bombing of Wake Island was released tonight by 12th Naval District Headquarters in the form of a statement issued after Naval Intelligence officers confirmed with Captain John H. Hamilton of Pan American Airways, who brought the Philippine Clipper back to a safe landing at San Francisco today. Captain Hamilton, commanding the Philippine Clipper, which arrived at Treasure Island, flying from Wake Island, scene of one of the Japanese attacks on Sunday morning, described the journey to California via Midway and Honolulu as routine and according to predetermined plans, insofar as the flight was concerned.
For the benefit of our listeners and stations along the Mutual Network, we are maintaining control of the network here in California for the balance of this broadcast period to bring you any further special information. John B. Hughes, Mutual's analyst of Far Eastern Affairs, has been on the scene practically 24 hours a day here in Los Angeles ever since Sunday morning. Mr. Hughes is now with a microphone in front of the Don Lee Building in Hollywood. He's about to bring you a description of what he sees, or perhaps what he can't see, from his particular point right now. And here is Mr. Hughes.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm speaking to you from Melrose Street in Hollywood, in front of the Mutual Broadcasting Studios, the Don Lee Studios here, as the city of Los Angeles, along with the rest of Southern California, from Bakersfield, north of the Tehachapis, south to the Mexican border, is in an attempt to create a total blackout. I say an attempt because although the blackout has been ordered, a total blackout, as some of you know, is a very, very difficult thing. The blackout ordered here almost 20 minutes ago has not yet achieved anything near total blackout. Streetlights have been taken out by the city, of course, but there are still many private lights that are under individual control that have not been extinguished as yet. Rather surprising to those of us standing here in the street watching the effect of the progressive turning out of the lights is the fact that the signal lights, the traffic signal lights, have not as yet been extinguished. It's true that these lights are hooded so that from above the light itself does not show. And yet with the green go signal, there is a reflection from the lamps of parked automobiles and from anything nearby, so that certainly there would be an obvious glow if everything else were out. However, as we look about the city at this moment, we see the result of neon signs that have not been turned out. We see some billboards which have not been extinguished. Strangely enough, toward the Los Angeles Harbor area from here, there's a glow in the sky as if there might be a whole district which the blackout has not yet affected. This probably is not as much as a district. It may be only an individual sign that is reflected against the sky. It's difficult to tell from here because we see it only above the horizon, but definitely in the direction of the harbor. It also is definite that it is merely the glow from some static illumination and not any flare that might result from fire or explosion. In some of the cities along the coast of Southern California here, I drove this afternoon through several of them. I find that the signal lights on the streets, the traffic lights, have been treated as were the lights in London. That is, they've been covered except for a tiny slit up and down and across, making a cross in the middle of the red and green lens that gives the traffic signal. The orders tonight, as the interceptor command ordered this blackout late in the afternoon, there was first an intimation that it might take place. Instructions were broadcast by all radio stations that in case of a blackout, these were the instructions to follow. And definite instructions were given to automobiles that they were to extinguish their lights immediately and to pull over to the curb and stop.